Welcome to Career Chat.
That was too funny.
You know, I came in here 4 years ago pretty much as an intern.
All right, Andy, this isn't going to be any fun.
I played professional baseball in the Reds organization for a couple of years.
Professional baseball player. Ooh.
Going way back now, Leslie.
Andy.
I'm just kidding.
Have I redeemed myself yet?
Yes.
Okay. Does the Anthony Munoz Foundation work with partner organizations that provide some of those services?
Collaboration is extremely important.
Hi, I'm Leslie Marmer. Later in this episode of Career Chat, we'll be speaking with Andy Danner, Executive Director of the Anthony Munoz Foundation. But before we do, Jennifer McLaughlin will share a few important facts about nonprofits with us.
In my opinion, you need to be passionate about what that organization does. So you need to do your research about what particular goal they have in mind and what they advocate. And to go into a little more detail about the types of nonprofits, because I think there's a misunderstanding as to how broad the nonprofit world is. Let me just talk about some of the different types of nonprofits. And there's a lot of blending in these particular areas. In other words, human resources may also have an educational aspect to it, and they may also have a fundraising aspect to it. So these are just kind of broad categories that may blend into each other. And the area of nonprofit that most of us know about are the human services. Those are the organizations that deal directly with the homeless or the elderly or people with different physical disabilities. These are the organizations that deal directly with these particular clients. Another type of nonprofit might be one that deals specifically with education. For example, the American Federation of Teachers is an example of that. There are also religious organizations that are nonprofits, churches, synagogues, mosques, etc. Health organizations are another type of nonprofit. Many hospitals have nonprofit status, as well as some rehab facilities. Then there are also advocacy and political groups. I think particularly in Miami, there are a lot of people who are involved in Greenpeace, the Sierra Club, the NAACP. These are all considered to be advocacy and political groups. Another type of nonprofit are the arts and cultures, symphonies, operas, art museums, and libraries. And all of these nonprofits are areas in which Miami students can work in. Additionally, there are business, professional, trade, and labor organizations. I know there are some Miami students who have gone on to become union organizers for the AFL-CIO or a particular union. There are also, within this business, professional, and trade labor organizations, association work. For example, the American Bar Association, whereas its members may work in for-profit companies and for-profit law firms. The American Bar Association itself is a nonprofit organization. Then there are also scientific and research nonprofits. The RAND Corporation, the Brookings Institution, those are two examples of scientific and research nonprofits. Then there are community development organizations, and they may deal specifically with employment issues or fair housing and economic development issues. Some of them may be on a very local community level or on a more broad national or even international level. And then there's foundation work. And foundation work is, for example, many of us have heard of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's a family foundation that was set up by a specific individual and his family, and it's managed by family members as well as a management team. And then there are large public foundations, there are corporate foundations, and then there are community foundations that deal with very local issues. And these foundations play a very important role in providing funding either within their own foundations or for other nonprofit organizations throughout the country, within communities, or throughout the world. So their focus in many instances may be more fundraising. But there are some foundations that do a lot of different things in addition to raising money. For example,
So what is the mission of the Anthony Munoz Foundation? This is what you're marketing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the mission of the Anthony Munoz Foundation is to engage the tri-state region to impact area youth mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that mission comes straight from the hearts of Anthony and his wife, Dee Dee, and the entire Munoz family. It ultimately goes back to the heart of Anthony and his wife, Dee Dee. And everything we do here is focused around that mission and quite frankly, becoming more and more focused as we grow as an organization.
Andy, does the Anthony Munoz Foundation work with partner organizations that provide some of those services?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, when you talk about 9,000 nonprofits in the area, collaboration is extremely important. And because, first of all, we realize we can't accomplish everything. There's an organization out there that's working on a specific, area like tutoring or after-school mentoring or in terms of kids, substance abuse with children or homelessness or, a variety of different causes. And, prior to the Munoz Foundation, which was established back in 2002, Anthony was very, very active in the community, and he was able to get aligned with some organizations here in town. For example, City Cure, it's an organization downtown Cincinnati. At the time, he was involved in Athletes in Action. He helped support the Cincinnati Recreation Commission, along with a few other organizations. And when the foundation was established, he really wanted to kind of bring everything together so we could continue to help those organizations, but also establish some of his own programs and services, which we have to date. Now, we still support those organizations, and we will continue to in a financial manner, but we're also searching for more ways to say, we're the Munoz Foundation, and we're good at this, putting great events on that recognize children and promote children and empower children. But these organizations that we also fund, they have some capabilities that we can't as a staff accomplish, but we can partner with them, whether it's having Anthony endorse their organization or helping them coordinate an event or them helping us coordinate one of our events. And I'll tell you what, the better we're informed about what these other organizations can do and the more we incorporate them into what we're trying to do, our programs and events have really reaped the benefits of that.
Well, in all of the conversation here, listening to you talk about the mission of the organization and the partnerships, we could get a sense that your organization is, 1,000 people or so. And that's probably not true. So can you describe a bit about what that organizational structure looks like? What size is it?
In terms of a kind of your traditional nonprofit structure, we do have a board of directors. We're in the process of forming committees in which the board will delegate certain responsibilities to the committees, very high-end decisions. And in turn, those committees would help advise Anthony and then our staff on how to execute and accomplish the mission. And our staff consists of myself, and I have a marketing and operations assistant who is a do-it-all, and then we also have an office manager. She's the perfect person to have on the kind of the first person that people talk to when they contact this foundation. Our former executive director is also with us in an advisory standpoint, and he's been very beneficial in terms of helping us continue to enhance and develop fundraising relationships. And he was very critical to the development of some of the programs we have. Well, I actually should just say all of the programs we have. So to have him around in an advisory capacity has been very, very helpful to me. And that's just the traditional staff.
Career Chat has been brought to you by the Office of Career Services and the Miami University Alumni Association.